Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of anger and resentment? You know that feeling when something happens, and instead of letting it go, it just sits there, weighing you down, day after day. Well, I'm telling you, holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Today on How to Be Stoic, we're diving into a powerful practice, forgiveness. Not because you have to pretend everything's okay or that what happened wasn't wrong. No way, but because holding on to anger and resentment just eats away at your peace of mind. It keeps you stuck in the past, preventing you from moving forward and enjoying the present moment. Think about it. Every time you replay a past hurt, you're choosing to relive that pain instead of choosing peace. That's not living, is it? Now, I know what you're thinking, easy for you to say, Dylan. You haven't had to deal with X, Y, and Z. Listen, everyone has their baggage. We all experience hurt, betrayal, and disappointment. But the key difference between those who thrive and those who struggle is how they choose to handle it. And let me tell you, forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions. It's about liberating yourself from the prison of your own anger. It's a conscious choice to release the negativity that's holding you back. Here are five powerful takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Recognize that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Think of it like this: when you forgive someone, you're not saying what they did was okay. You're simply choosing not to let their actions define your future happiness. It's about taking back control of your own emotions and creating space for healing and growth. 2. Don't expect an apology. Forgiveness doesn't require a formal apology from the other person. Sometimes, people aren't capable of acknowledging their wrongdoing or taking responsibility for their actions. That doesn't mean you have to suffer in silence. You can choose to forgive even if there's no apology. 3. It takes time. Don't beat yourself up if forgiveness feels difficult at first. It's a process, not a switch you flip on and off. Be patient with yourself, allow yourself to feel the pain, and remember that healing takes time. 4. Practice compassion. This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, but try to understand the situation from the other person's perspective. They might be hurting too, or struggling with their own issues. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Having compassion for them can help you open your heart to forgiveness. 5. Focus on the positive. When you forgive someone, shift your attention towards the good in your life. Cultivate gratitude for the people who bring you joy and the experiences that enrich your days. Dwelling on negativity only perpetuates the cycle of pain. Picture this. You're at a family gathering, and suddenly your brother brings up an old argument from years ago, rehashing it all with gusto. Your blood starts to boil, your fists clench, and you want to shout, "Let it go." But instead, you take a deep breath, remember these teachings, and consciously choose to let the moment pass without engaging. You smile politely, change the subject, and focus on enjoying the company of loved ones. That, my friends, is the power of forgiveness. It doesn't erase the past, but it gives you the freedom to move forward with peace and grace. So remember, holding onto anger and resentment is like carrying around a heavy burden. It weighs you down and prevents you from experiencing true joy and fulfillment. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings. It's about liberating yourself from their grip. It's a gift you give yourself, the gift of peace, happiness, and freedom. If this resonated with you, share your thoughts. Let me know how you're practicing forgiveness in your own life, or if you have any stories you want to share. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, you deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.